Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Texts 40 and 41. 41 is on the board. No, 40 is on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Gyatam mama pura eva etat rishna karuna atmana yat shri mada andhayo vagbhi vibhramsha Anugraha Krita Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Gyatam Mama Purai Vaitat Rishina Karunatmana Yach Shri Madandhayor Vagbir Vibhramsho Anugraha Krita
It said, the great saint Narada Muni is very merciful. By his curse, he showed the greatest favor to both of you who were mad after material opulence and who had thus become blind. Although you fell from the higher planet Swargaloka and became trees, you were most favored by him. I knew of all these incidents from the very beginning. Purport. It is now confirmed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the curse of a devotee is also to be regarded as mercy. As Krishna, God, is all good, a Vaishnava is also all good. Whatever he does is good for everyone. This is explained in the following verse, which we were asked also to read. Sadunam samachitanam sutaram matkritatmanam darshanan no bhavet bandha pum sokshno savitur yata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhya Lila 22:54, Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastri Koi Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one's life is immediately successful and one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised toward everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparadas or offenses to a sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yanatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girin Yatkripatam Ahambande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vancha kalpataru vyascha kipa sindhu vyavacha patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavivyo namo namaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the great saint Narada Muni is very merciful. By his curse, he showed the greatest favor to both of you
who were mad after material opulence and who had thus become blind. Although you fell from the higher planet Swargaloka and became trees, you were most favored by him. I knew of all these incidents from the very beginning. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. So, I may take advantage of this not common or easy to have the opportunity to address the devotees. So, I may take probably undue advantage because of Prabhupada speaking here of Vaishnava Parads. These are very two very nice verses, and the purports are very inspiring. And I, although it may sound awkward, but I do want to beg forgiveness for Vaishnava Aparad I may have committed. So, these verses are very enlightening as to one of the most important principles of Krishna consciousness, and that distinguishes Krishna consciousness from any other process in this world. Srila Prabhupada had to teach us who he was. We had no eyes to see. We couldn't even glorify him properly. So in his teaching, he had to write his own pranam mantra. So it was very nice he did so, because then we found out what he felt was his most important quality. And that is, he pointed out, nirvishesha shunyavadi. So these two texts are very nice in this regard, nirvishesha shunyavadi, because they describe our philosophy as a personalistic philosophy, I may say, personalism. We are followers of personalism. Which is that nirvishesha shunyavadi means that generally we are more interested in the process than in the person. That is the meaning. This is Western mentality. We're interested in the process. Therefore, we don't care who is the physics professor. We only care that he knows physics and he's teaching physics. But what is his life? It is not important. The process is important. So, these verses and purports by Srila Prabhupada and by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself are very nice. One very important aspect. Normally, religion is to worship God. Everybody understands this. But Vaishnavism is a little bit different. Vaishnavism is to worship God and his devotee, and very specially his devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, in a purport, probably in chapter 13 or chapter 7. Anyway, there is a purport you may remember that Srila Prabhupada explains how, this also he has said oftentimes in lectures, when Krishna came personally, only few people were able to recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, some people, for them religion is a longing that we were not there when he was there. When God was there, in some religions, God is said to have appeared or manifested himself. So, in our Krishna conscious philosophy, Krishna has come so many times in so many variegated forms. So either God or also the great saints, they're a thing of the past also. So religion becomes a longing that unfortunately We were not there.
But Bhagavata philosophy is something very live. That concept makes religion not very live. This longing concept that it happened, I missed the train, I missed the boat, kind of philosophy. So Prabhupada explains very clearly that even if Krishna were to be there personally, still the risk is that you might not be able to see him. And our Vaishnava philosophy is that we never miss the boat. That example of the boat actually is given in the Vedas. That the boat always remains here. It never leaves. It is only a question of approaching the boat, saying, yes, we have to take the boat, and just by approaching, we cross the ocean of material nations. So the boat is always there. So that boat is this Krishna consciousness process. And within this process, this unique feature of the highest position of the Vaishnava, of the devotee, it is very important. Those of us who had that special fortune somehow or other to have had this labha matra sadhu sanghe with Srila Prabhupada, even a moment's association, we know of the importance of this association, because actually, at least I can speak for myself, what makes us remain up to this point in this Krishna consciousness is that strong feeling this strong relationship we have developed with this person, Srila Prabhupada. More than anything else, our great inspiration comes from this connection. So therefore, we at least know the value of this Sadhu Sangha Vaishnava association. So, it is not that it is a question of the past, but it is a very important thing in Vaishnavism. This Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, as we chant regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashta Prayesha Badrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatim Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. That daily... It is very important, this daily service of Bhagwat. And Prabhupada very quickly informed us in that purport that both are important, the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. And the devotee Bhagavat, both things are very important, because the devotee Bhagavat connects us to all the Bhagavats in the cyclic succession. So this is generally understood, the importance of the Vaishnava. But sometimes the idea is there, as explained by Srila Prabhupada, that is important to make distinction between the Vaishnavas. So this is important from one point of view, but for our daily life in Krishna consciousness, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very nice passage in this connection. In Adilila chapter 10, Kaviraj Goswami, in the beginning of the chapter, as always, he's invoking the blessings of Vaishnavas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So, in this text, text 7, he says, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prema Maharataro Priyan Sakkar Rupan Bhakta Ganan Krishna Prema Pala Pradhan. I offer my obeisances to all the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal tree of love of Godhead. I offer my respects to all the branches of the tree, the devotees of the Lord, who distribute the fruit of love of Krishna. An excerpt of the purport reads, Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami sets the example of offering obeisances to all the preacher devotees of Lord Chaitanya without distinction as to higher and lower. Unfortunately, at present there are many foolish so-called devotees of Lord Chaitanya who make such distinctions. to chastise such fools. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very frankly says, Keha kari bare nare jista lagu krama. Anyone who is a bona fide preacher of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be respectful to the real devotees of Lord Chaitanya. One should not be envious, considering the preacher to be very great and another to be very lowly. This is a material distinction and has no place on the platform of spiritual activities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami therefore offers equal respect to all the preachers of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are compared to the branches of the tree. ISKCON is one of these branches, and it should therefore be respected by all sincere devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The point being, as we see in this story of Nala Kuvar and Manigrive, that, and very especially about the attitude of Srila Narada Muni, we can see that as devotees and sadhus and Vaishnavas, they have two things they can give, minimum. One is mercy, another one is respect. Third thing is also given there by Srila Rupa Goswami, friendship. Three things, actually. So mercy, friendship, and respect is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Upadeshamrita. Dadati pratigrinati. So those exchanges, loving priti, loving exchanges are explained. Then in the next text, these three items are enunciated, which are mercy, respect, and friendship. So we should approach, sometimes these things are confused, and we may want to approach the Vaishnavas to get respect, to get from there the respect. So it is the wrong thing. So either we may go to receive the friendship, but very specially to get the mercy. That we should see one another in this light. That not that we are waiting for some time to want to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, to want to relate in this friendly manner. But we should understand this when we visit Vrindavan and see the relationships amongst the Rajavasis, and without having to go that far, just by reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, wonderfully given to us by Srila Prabhupada, we see these exchanges amongst devotees. So this story of Nala Kuvar and Manigriva, amongst other things, show how we should always be, we should not fear the mercy of the Vaishnav, because in whatever way it may come, it is great. In second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in a purport, actually at the end of that verse, Ayu Harati Vaipumsam. So very surprisingly, at the end of the purport, Prabhupada speaks about giving charity, the different who you can give charity to and what you get. So it doesn't matter by giving charity. It is a very interesting concept there. The highest devotee is called Veda Paraga, and of course when you give charity to him, then you get unlimited, as a reaction, so-called reaction to that, you will get unlimited bank balance. So unlimited benefit. So still, no matter what is the position of a devotee, you can always get some mercy from him. Why we only may want to get unlimited mercy, even if we can get a drop, lesha, some verse, only by a drop of the mercy of Krishna, it is enough. So here, these verses are important because they're explaining how at least the devotee is equal to Krishna. At least. That the example is given of the sun, but we understand that this example now is Krishna himself. He's finding pleasure in speaking about his devotee and comparing to the sun. Actually, Krishna is the sun. Krishna Dyumani, the sun Krishna. He is the sun, Krishna Surya Sama. But now he's saying the devotee, because as Prabhupada explains in the previous purport,
God, as Krishna is all good, a Vaishnava is also all good, which means they're at least equal. But it so happens that by Krishna's arrangement, the Vaishnava is higher. This is the unique feature, that although in other religions the saints are also very much regarded, in our Krishna conscious philosophy, the saints are worshipped even above Krishna. First worship. Just like Srimati Radharani, we have just celebrated Radhastami. So, she's an example of so many things. She also represents this personalism. Her being, her appearance represents personalism because it speaks about the relationships with Krishna so clearly, about having a relationship with Krishna. Then also about service to Krishna, she's also an example, the best example. But then another thing we see is also service to the Vaishnavas. We know that by Srila Prabhupada saying it to us so many times, that she takes pleasure in presenting, introducing devotees. She's merciful to the devotees and she introduces devotees to Krishna. And also as Rupa Anugas, followers of Rupa Goswami, the special feature of our Vaishnava philosophy is we are trying to please her, Srimati Radharani. So this concept of the Vaishnava, of the saint, the sadhu, is very important in our philosophy as a daily practice. It is important as a daily practice that we request the blessings constantly. We should see ourselves as a manifestation of the blessings of the Vaishnavas, that because we are allowed to have this nice association, just like by Prabhupada's very special mercy, he has made us so fortunate that we have this kind of meetings. Just imagine how many other things we could be doing right now. Just think of the world right now at this time, and how we are fortunate that we do not have to engage in that way. So it is a great value, this Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Association. And we should not incur the wrath or the anger as Nala Kuvara and Manigriva. A feature that can be seen also from this story is how disturbed a Vaishnava is. Although a Vaishnava is generally, Vaishnava wants to give mercy, and we should have this feeling of at least wanting to give mercy, being merciful. But here we see that Narada Muni became very upset, and the reason was this loose behavior between men and women. This created the wrath, because that is the killer of spiritual life. So Vaishnavas become furious, although they're very tolerant and they're very merciful. This is the general distinction. But because they know the harm of these loose relationships, thousands of years ago, whenever this story happened, the offenders were mostly Nala Kuvara and Manigriva. Women were shy at that time. We know from the story that they became shy. They became they were very ashamed in the face of Narada Muni. Unfortunately, these days that shyness is not there, so it is a very dangerous position. It is said by Srila Prabhupada in first canto that no one can conquer a woman, no one can control a woman. He says there that women are more powerful than men. There is no way. So it is ridiculous for a man to think he can control women. And he cites the example of Cleopatra and like that. So he says there is only, and this is in the first canto, in Bhishma Dev's teachings and also in Queen Kunti's teachings, in two purports, he explains this point. There is no way to control women. And there in 8th chapter, very contrary to what we are accused of, women are placed in very high regard. So much so that Srila Prabhupada explains that the whole battle of Kurukshetra happened because men handle roughly the hair of one woman, Draupadi. So that the reaction was the battle of Kurukshetra. one woman was Vaishnavi Aparihat. Offense to Vaishnavi. Greater is Vaishnavi, Draupadi. So women are taken in great regard. Arjuna, the whole drama of Bhagavad Gita, his drama, his great problem is explained. His most important quarrel with quarreling was explained at the end of chapter 1, very beginning of Bhagavad Gita. My worry is what is going to happen to women. That is my worry. That's my main disturbance about this battle of Kurukshetra. What is going to happen? Because you know what can happen, Krishna? They may become loose. This is the explanation. They may become degraded. So, Vaishnavas, as Srila Narada Muni is teaching, have to become very disturbed at these loose relationships between men and women that begin with the looseness of women. Chastity has to be protected, and there are so many items that are not some nonsense from a culture of yore, from a culture of Indians, that we may want to in this way call Indians. But it is a very practical thing if we are to, we cannot fashion our own way back to Godhead, so there are items. And in those items, everything is important, beginning with our dressing, we are told, with our dealings, very important dealings amongst Vaishnavas. So we should try to get the blessings and the mercy of the Vaishnavas, but the nice blessing, just like Prabhupada explains that Kamsa was also thinking, was also Krishna conscious, but that's not the way to become Krishna conscious. So in the same way, we should not try to get the blessings of a Vaishnava as Nala Kuvara and Manigri. We should try to favorably. It is so nice if we can favorably relate to the Vaishnavas and get their blessings. So this sex life is abominable. At least it should become. And you see, the explanation is given here about determination in these verses. And this illicit connection with women have a special magic, terrible magic. Actually, it is a curse that some way or the other it destroys determination in man. Completely destroys a strong determination. So it should be very carefully dealt with, relationship between men and women. Because very easily one becomes convinced that one is not prepared to go back to Godhead. That one should stay here. One becomes totally humble in that way. That kind of humbleness is not wanted. That yes, I become very humble. I'll have to wait so many lifetimes. And become a born again. And again and again. So, this is all due to this unnecessary relationship. So therefore, we have to understand that Krishna consciousness means brahmachari life. Very unique thing of our philosophy. That spiritual life means brahmachari life. So in Krishna consciousness, the unique thing is that there is such a thing as grihastha brahmachari. Which means that there is not a moment where you can stop being a brahmachari.